高三英语高考练习十 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Wow, so many cars here. Is there any room to park our car?
Oh, it's not always convenient to have a car. Sometimes parking is really a problem.
Question. Where does the conversation probably take place?
2. Sorry to trouble you. May I have a blanket, please? I feel cold.
Yes, of course. But could you wait until after takeoff, please?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. Have you been wasting your time on those online games again?
Not really.I've worked on my term paper a lot this week, and I need a break.
Question. What is the man doing now?
4. I'm leaving now. What do you want me to get?
Pick up a bottle of milk and a loaf of bread, please.
Question. Where is the man probably going?
5. So, how long have you been here in Paris?
Just a couple of days. I'm on a journey, you know. I'm visiting all the places of interest here.
Question. What is the man doing in Paris? 6. I heard you caught a cold. How are you feeling today?
I can't explain. At least I'm out of bed.
Question. How is the man today?
7. Gardening is too much like hard work for me. If I have time, I like to play tennis or go for a country walk.
Well, I think of gardening as play, not as work. I'm never as happy as when I'm busy in the garden.
Question.What can we learn about the man?
8. Oh, I think we left that road map at home. Do you know how to get to the beach?
No, I don't. But since we haven't gone very far, we might as well just turn around.
Question. What will the speakers probably do?
9. What do you think of the film we saw last night?
Oh, the plot was impossible to follow and the acting was awful, especially the leading actors.
Question. What does the woman think of the film?
10. I was sorry to hear about Bill's being fired.I know he was sick a lot and that he usually got to work late.
It wasn't that. He made a big mistake in his financial report, which made his boss very angry.
Question. Why did Bill lose his job? Section B. Directions. In Section B,You will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one will be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Jane Brown has been married for 12 years. She has 3 children and lives in a suburb outside Columbus, Ohio. When her youngest child reached school age, Jane decided to go back to work. She felt that she should contribute to household finances. Her salary can make the difference between a financial struggle and a secure financial situation for her family. Jane also wanted to be more involved in life outside her home, and this caused a problem between Jane and her husband, Bill. When Jane was at home all day, she was able to clean the house, go out for shopping, wash the clothes, take care of the children, and cook tea and 3 meals each day. Now, these same things need to be done, but Jane has only evenings and early mornings to do them. Both Jane and Bill are tired when they arrive at home at 6 p.m. Bill is accustomed to sitting down and reading a paper or watching TV until dinner is ready. This is exactly what Jane feels like doing. But someone has to fix dinner. And Bill expects it to be Jane. Jane is becoming very angry at Bill's attitude. She feels that they should share the household jobs. But Bill feels that everything should be the same as it was before Jane went back to work.
Now listen again, please.
Jane Brown has been married for 12 years. She has 3 children and lives in a suburb outside Columbus, Ohio. When her youngest child reached school age, Jane decided to go back to work. She felt that she should contribute to household finances. Her salary can make the difference between a financial struggle and a secure financial situation for her family. Jane also wanted to be more involved in life outside her home, and this caused a problem between Jane and her husband, Bill. When Jane was at home all day, she was able to clean the house, go out for shopping, wash the clothes, take care of the children, and cook tea and 3 meals each day. Now, these same things need to be done, but Jane has only evenings and early mornings to do them. Both Jane and Bill are tired when they arrive at home at 6 p.m. Bill is accustomed to sitting down and reading a paper or watching TV until dinner is ready. This is exactly what Jane feels like doing. But someone has to fix dinner. And Bill expects it to be Jane. Jane is becoming very angry at Bill's attitude. She feels that they should share the household jobs. But Bill feels that everything should be the same as it was before Jane went back to work.
Questions 11. Why did Jane want to go back to work?
What problem arose when Jane went back to work?
What does the story try to tell us?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following story.
Thank you for coming to this meeting for students who will be remaining on campus during the 10-day winter break. As the Dean of Students, it is my responsibility to explain the vacation arrangements and to have you fill out forms giving the dates you will be on campus. To reduce heating cost, Butler Hall will be the only dormitory open. All the other dorms will close at 5 p.m. on Friday, February 7th. And will not reopen until 6 p.m. on February 16th. Once we have your completed forms, we will assign you a room in Butler Hall. Please move all the belongings you will need to your temporary accommodation by the 7th, as it will not be possible to reopen the other dorms during these 10 days. Once they have been closed, most college facilities will be closed during the vacation. These facilities include the gymnasium, the college store, and the dining halls. The library and computer center will be open, though on a reduced schedule. Only the post office and the college administration offices will maintain their regular hours, since I imagine most of you are staying here to finish up academic projects of one sort or another. Let me wish you luck with your work. If you have any special problems, please do not hesitate to contact me at the dean's office.
Now listen again, please.
Thank you for coming to this meeting for students who will be remaining on campus during the 10-day winter break. As the dean of students, it is my responsibility to explain the vacation arrangements and to have you fill out forms giving the dates you will be on campus. To reduce heating costs, Butler Hall will be the only dormitory open. All the other dorms will close at 5 p.m. on Friday, February 7th, and will not reopen until 6 p.m. on February 16th. Once we have your completed forms, we will assign you a room in Butler Hall. Please move all the belongings you will need to your temporary accommodation by the 7th, as it will not be possible to reopen the other dorms during these 10 days. Once they have been closed, most college facilities will be closed during the vacation. These facilities include the gymnasium, the college store, and the dining halls. The library and computer center will be open, though on a reduced schedule. Only the post office and the college administration offices will maintain their regular hours, since I imagine most of you are staying here to finish up academic projects of one sort or another. Let me wish you luck with your work. If you have any special problems, please do not hesitate to contact me at the dean's office.
Questions. 14. What is the speech mainly about?
Fifteen. What will be open during the winter break?
16. What does the speaker say about the dormitory?
17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Mr. Pitt, I'd like you to tell me a bit about what you've been doing.
Well, I left senior high school after I'd done my A-levels. I took 4 subjects, French, German, chemistry, and art. I really wanted to study art. It didn't turn out like that because a friend of my father's offered me a job. It's an accountant in London, a quite big firm, you know.
I see. In your application, you say that you only spent 9 months with this firm of accountants. Why was that?
Well, to be quite honest, I didn't like it. I just couldn't seem to get interested in the job, although there were fairly good prospects. So I got a place at the art college to do a 3-year diploma course.
We like our executive staff to undergo a thorough training. Young men on our trainee scheme will have to work through every branch in the company, and one of them is accountancy. Presumably, you wouldn't like that.
Well, if I had to do it, I suppose. But I was thinking that my French and German would mean that I could specialize in overseas work. I'd like to be some sort of an export salesman and travel abroad.
You know, the glamour of traveling abroad disappears when you've got a hard job of work to do. It's not all fun and game.
Oh, yes, I realize that. It's just that my knowledge of languages would be useful.
That's all, Mr. Pitt. You shall hear from us in a couple of weeks, one way or the other, or we may ask you to come back for another chat. Thank you.
Goodbye, Mrs. Williams.
Now listen again, please. Mr. Pitt, I'd like you to tell me a bit about what you've been doing.
Well, I left senior high school after I'd done my A-levels. I took 4 subjects, French, German, chemistry, and art. I really wanted to study art. It didn't turn out like that because a friend of my father's offered me a job. It's an accountant in London, a quite big firm, you know.
I see. In your application, you say that you only spent 9 months with this firm of accountants. Why was that?
Well, to be quite honest, I didn't like it. I just couldn't seem to get interested in the job, although there were fairly good prospects. So I got a place at the Art College to do a 3-year diploma course.
We like our executive staff to undergo a thorough training. Young men on our trainee scheme will have to work through every branch in the company, and one of them is accountancy. Presumably, you wouldn't like that.
Well, if I had to do it, I suppose. But I was thinking that my French and German would mean that I could specialize in overseas work. I'd like to be some sort of an export salesman and travel abroad.
You know, the glamour of traveling abroad disappears when you've got a hard job of work to do. It's not all fun and game.
Oh, yes, I realize that. It's just that my knowledge of languages would be useful.
That's all, Mr. Pitt. You shall hear from us in a couple of weeks, one way or the other, or we may ask you to come back for another chat. Thank you.
Goodbye, Mrs. Williams.
Questions 17. What did Mr. Pitt do after he left senior high school?
Why did Mr. Pitt quit his job 9 months later?
19. Why did Mr. Pitt think he could do overseas work?
20. What should Mr. Pitt do after this conversation?